Welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of April 29th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. First thing we want to do is mention that the Kearney County Fire Department wants to thank all the numerous individuals, businesses, and responding mutual aid departments that assisted in the April 18th fire. Whether it was fighting the fire, providing more water with a water tanker, bringing out a tractor and disc, or simply providing drinking water to all the responders, we wish to say thank you. There's no way that we can list everyone, but know that you are appreciated. We would not have been able to put the fire out as quickly without your help. And from the community, I want to say thank you to all the volunteers that do come and help us and serve the community with the fire department. So thank you to them as well. The library also wants to thank our local Dollar General store for donating several books to the library. Several of them have been added to the library and can be checked out at this time. The remainder has been a great start for our summer reading program donations and will be added as bingo prizes for when we do our bingo days. So thank you to Dollar General, and they will be added as one of our donors for summer reading. On May 5th, which will be Saturday, we have the free comic book day again. We did not have one last year, but we are going to be doing it again this year. So after you've seen Avengers Infinity War this weekend, be sure to come by the library next weekend, see what type of comic books might be here that you can pick and choose from to take home that day with you. This is sponsored by the library. Also sponsored by the library and the Humanities Kansas is Women Soldiers of the Civil War, presented by Diane Eichhoff. This will be on May 21st at noon at 12 p.m. in conjunction with the Golden Agers Luncheon. It is going to be at the Kearney County Senior Center, which is located at 305 North Kansas in Lakin. This is going to be a covered dish lunch, and if you need more information, you can contact the library at 355-6674. For this upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, we start off on Monday, April 30th. They will be having PATH exercises at 10 o'clock. Then we shift to the May 1st, which is the Tuesday. There's coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, 10:30 is chair yoga. On Wednesday, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45, and at noon is the meal site, and the meal for that day will be chef salad bar, cottage cheese, bread, and peach cobbler. For Thursday, May 3rd, there will be coffee at 8, a KCCA meeting at 9:30, chair yoga at 10:30, 1:30 will be bingo, and then there will be a SWK LOS, the Nellens. On Friday the 4th, there's coffee at 8, brunch at 9, PATH exercises at 10, and at 1 o'clock is bridge. This upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, they have activities going on this next Friday on the 4th. They have middle school track at Dighton at 10 o'clock in the morning and high school track at Lakin, and it'll be starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Also for the Deerfield High School, there's going to be a senior golf tournament on May 6th, 9 o'clock a.m. is the tee off. This will be at the golf course at South Wind. Sign up a team of four or sign up individually, and if so, you'll be placed on a team. Entry fees are $65 per team member, and they include your green fees, range balls, and cart rental. If you would like to register, call the Deerfield Schools and ask for Lisa Bowser or Renee Gerwitz at 426-8401, or you can email lisa.bowser@usd216.org. That is lisa.bowser@usd216.org, or you can call Southwind at 275-4080. All proceeds go to the Deerfield High School senior class. For the Lakin School District for this upcoming week, on Monday the 30th, there's high school JV boys golf at Ulysses at 9 o'clock in the morning, high school baseball at Yucatan at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and high school softball at Yucatan as well, starting at 4 o'clock. On Tuesday the 1st, there's high school boys golf at Syracuse at 1 o'clock, middle school track at Sublet at 1 o'clock, and there's 5th, 6th grade band vocal concert at 7 o'clock that evening. On Thursday the 3rd, there's high school baseball at Colby at 4 o'clock, high school softball here against Colby at 4 o'clock, and that evening at 7 o'clock is the Lakin Middle School Band and Vocal Concert. On Friday the 4th, there's high school track here at Lakin, and it begins at 3 o'clock. High school boys golf, it will be at Stanton County beginning at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and high school JV boys golf at Hugoton at 3 o'clock as well. On Saturday the 5th, there's forensics at State and middle school track High Plains meet, and it will be at Syracuse at 10 o'clock in the morning. Also a reminder for the Lakin School District that there will be no athletic banquet this year. There's going to be an activity assembly, which is going to be on Friday, May 4th at 8:15 in the morning at the Lakin Middle School Gymnasium with slideshow and awards being presented, and this will be open to the public. The Lakin alumni wants everyone to plan to attend the banquet at the Lakin High School. The graduates that will be honored this year is from the classes of 1948, 1953, 1958, 1963, 1968, 1978, 1988, 1998, and 2008, and the newest alumni class for this year, 2018. Registration will begin at 5 o'clock in the evening at the Kearney County Fair Building, followed by a catered meal. You may make your reservation for the meal by calling Joyce or Alan Bemis at 355-6702 or Donna and Martin Neff at 355-7197, or you can email the Neffs at neffwit@pld.com. That's neffwit@pld.com. Payment of $10 for the meal and the alumni dues of $5, which supports the alumni scholarship, will be collected that evening as you register. The Kearney County Airport and Kearney County Chamber of Commerce wants to invite everybody to the Run, Drive, Fly to Lakin event. That will be May 26th. That will start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it is free admission. They will feature Brian Cornell Air Shows and Outlaw Air Shows. You can book a ride with the Outlaw Air Show at flyoutlaw.com. They will have a car show out there, a fun run, vendors, food trucks, and a potato salad throwdown. Also a concert by Steve Desmond, a God and Country concert. Some of the sponsors that are sponsoring the event are Valley Tire, Lakin Hay, Marcel Searsma, Kearney County Bank, Kearney County, Kearney County Wellness Coalition, the City of Lakin, Syracuse Dairy, Two Steps to Save a Life, Five Star Electric, Tri Rotor, Klutz Sand, and the Agency. Some of the activities for the event is the air shows are to be determined. Of course, this is due because of the weather. Fly-ins are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will also be a car show, a flea market, food stands and kid activities, and a live DJ from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 p.m. as well. The Best Potato Salad Contest will be announced. The Car Show Awards will be at 3 o'clock. The Kids Fun Run will begin at 9 o'clock. Also, there's a 5K run walk at 9:30 in the morning for all the other participants. There will be free transportation between the museum and the airport, and the museum will be open that day from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock that afternoon, so they will be glad to see everybody there and give everybody a tour. There will be a car show parade cruise at 3:30 in the afternoon, and they will be ending at flashbacks. At 6 o'clock that evening, there's going to be the Steve Desmond's God and Country concert. There will be a school tour at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that day. The alumni registration, like we mentioned earlier, at 5 o'clock at the Kearney County Fair Building. And the banquet starting at 6 o'clock at the Fair Building. For more information and latest updates, you can find the Run, Drive, Fly to Lakin Facebook page. Just look up Run, Drive, Fly to Lakin and ask to join the group, and they will get you access, and then you can keep up with what's going on during the events. The Potato Salad Throwdown that's going to be out there is being sponsored by the Kearney County 4-H Council. Check-in will be at 9:30 in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning at the airport, and the entry fee is $5. Judging will be based on taste, texture, and appearance. Entries that will be turned in will need to be 1 gallon of a container that needs to have a lid on it because it will be left there for judges to taste later in the day. The award presentation will be after the judging's tasting. Then there's going to be a public tasting. It will be a free will donation to the Kearney County 4-H Council. And if you have any other questions about the Potato Salad Throwdown for May 26th, you can contact the Kearney County Extension Office at 355-6551. Some other activities for the upcoming week for the very last day of April on Monday the 30th. There's a Kearney County Hospital Board meeting at 5:30 in the evening and a Kearney County Historical Society meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 1st, there's a 4-H project add drop deadline. 4-H horse ID papers are due and 4-H beef nominations are due. Masonic Lodge will be at 8 o'clock that evening and Lake and AA meeting will be that evening as well. On Wednesday the 2nd, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is the way in and at 8 o'clock will be the meeting. There will be a Kearney County Hospital Town Meeting Hall at 12:45 at the Senior Center. Trail Piercers Quilt Guild will be at 7 and that will be at the Lake and Recreation Commission. Knights of Columbus will be meeting at 7:30 and Narcotics Anonymous will be meeting at 8 o'clock. On Thursday the 3rd, there's 4-H Camp Lakeside registrations are due. Fire meeting at 6:30, Lake and Gun Club at 7, Eastern Star at 7:30, and Lake and AA meeting at 8 o'clock. With the changings of the seasons, we will be getting some severe weather in our area. And as a reminder, tornado sirens will be activated when there is deemed to be an immediate threat of severe weather. Tornado sirens are one solid blast that will continue to sound for 2 to 3 minutes and be repeated every 10 minutes until the threat is over. Designated storm shelters for our two communities will be the Deerfield High School locker rooms. You'll need to enter the high school through the designated door on the west side of the building. In Lakin, it is the Kearney County Courthouse, and you will need to enter through the front doors of the courthouse and proceed directly to the basement. Also remember, adults, teens, and children use various pedestrian crossings in the community daily. Whether it's in front of the school, business district, or on a residential street, it's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. Responsibilities of a pedestrian are: always cross at marked crosswalks, look left, right, left before entering a crosswalk, take your headphones off so you can hear oncoming vehicles, stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street, walk, don't run across the street, and if there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. Responsibilities for drivers are to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks, be prepared to stop, come to a complete stop if pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross, and never pass another vehicle that has stopped or is slowing down at the crosswalk. That's going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody out there will enjoy their upcoming week visiting with their family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you everyone for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.